Allie Zirkle, you are now in Koyokan feeding your dogs, and they seem to be eating pretty well.
They are, not too bad. I've got one little one who's not interested, but everyone else is.
And talk about the run over the sound, how they do coming up here from Unalakleet.
Unalakleet-Shaktulik was a good run. I liked that. It was a nice run. I always liked that run.
Their run, why is that?
It's gorgeous there. Blueberry Hills, and the ocean was glistening, and it was really windy, but and kind of harsh. And I guess it shouldn't be one of my favorite, but incredibly tough, but I don't know. It's pretty.
But that's kind of your style. I mean,
I guess so.
You're originally a Yukon Quest girl.
That's true. So, I always like that part. And then, the ocean is a little more foreign to me, frozen ocean. So that was an okay run. It was good. I had an okay time. I ran with, Reddington and Burmeister and passed a couple times here and there and stuff. And, so I thought it was an okay run.
Mm-hmm. Were you racing at all over here?
I started racing. But then I just kind of took my foot off the pedal and let them do what they wanted to do. Mm-hmm. So, no, mostly no.
Now, in heading over to Elam and White Mountain, what's your plan and what's your goal? And
overall, to get there is the goal. Number two is get there as fast as I can. Number three, get there before anyone else. I don't know. I really got to run these guys and not anyone else's team, and that was why I didn't go through, you know, because I didn't think that they looked strong enough to go all the way to Elam. And so we're going to rest 4 hours here and go see, you know, the first hour or two, I'll be like, oh, they look great. And then as they go and they go, they go, they get a little more.
But you've maintained your speed has been well maintained throughout the race. I mean, looking at, you know, some teams who start out really fast and kind of petered out, your team has just kind of maintained the speed and maintained kind of that.
I'm glad you said that.
Any surprises at this point? You know,
Big Mac here that everyone was talking about before, there's all Yukon Quest dogs now on the team. We're down to the Yukon Quest and two others, little boondocks that kind of has done this before. And then there's a guy named Mac who is a Iditarod rookie, and he's doing really well, so I'm happy about that. He's only three, and he looks odd in my team because he weighs 65 pounds and everyone else weighs 40. Mm-hmm. But he's a good dog. His mom's in the team, Chica.
Mm-hmm. Why is he so big?
His dad was large and he just kind of grew out of his britches. Not sure. Mm-hmm. But we'll give him a chance either way, though. Big, small, sassy.
It seems you do that. I mean, you
might as well. I mean, if everyone looked at me when I was growing up and this tall, gangly gal, oh my God, they'd write me off the list right away, but someone gave me a chance and here I am.
Mm-hmm. So. All right. Well, thanks, Allie.
Yeah.
Allie Zirkle in Koyuk and reporting in Koyuk. I'm Lorelei Kneen.